I got a couple of gentlemen in the studio. You guys are on the mic now. We have Matt Friedman and Dan Krekel from our favorite band, at least mine, Papa Juke.
All right.
And the Mojo Medicine Show, both.
Yeah.
How you guys doing?
Good, good, good.
Man, right on cue.
How about that?
Oh, Jesus. Had a little sweat on your brow there for running down the hall.
Yeah. Yeah.
Sorry, the parking out there is just, it's just so crowded. I know you had to park
I know. I had to drive around the block about six times.
Yeah. Valet parking was not operating tonight. But, well, thanks for coming in. Appreciate it.
All right. See you, Greg.
And, well, let's, we'll get into the flood effort here in a second. I want to just talk a little bit about what we just played and what y'all just heard. We started the set with, lo and behold, Papa Ain't Salty by T-Bone Burnett, the original version by the wonderful, fabulous T-Bone Burnett. And then we went to Taj Mahal, who gave us She Caught the Katie and Left Me a Mule to Ride. God, that sounds familiar. I think that happened to me once. Ex-girlfriend or something.
She left you a mule?
Yeah, you could ride a mule, huh?
Well, at least you got a mule.
Good point. Good point. Yeah, exactly. Now I have a bicycle, so which I can't ride very well either, evidently. Then we went to Peter Green, some blues rock, Don't Start Me Talking. It's a record he put out a few years back, and of course he was the original guitarist with the Fleetwood Mac, wonderful guitarist. And then just a killer song, Blues for Nothing, Mike Bloomfield, Al Kooper, from that, what was the name of that record? I got it written down here. Sorry, my notes got
Super
all wrecked
Sessions?
Up tonight. Yeah, it was Super Sessions, 1969. Steve Stills was on the backside.
That's right.
So thank you for saving me.
I love that.
One.
I love that one.
And Steve and I had actually had conversations about that record, right? And I think, of course, you remember that.
That was instrumental in my development, that record. Because and it was a record, too.
It was a record. That's a good point. Vinyl.
Al Kooper played on that.
He too. Did. Yeah. He did. Yeah. He did.
Season of the Witch.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Anyways, I remember talking to Steve about that. Just at when we first got to know each other, we were talking about that song as came up, and it's like, oh yeah, you like that? And he's going, oh hell yeah, man, are you kidding me? And we went into the whole San Francisco thing, and yeah, what a great song. Then another guy he liked a lot, and I liked a gentleman named Roy Gallagher, an Irish, good old Irishman who gave us a "Wave Myself Goodbye." That was an acoustic song. Johnny Winter, who's still kicking today.
Wow. Yeah, we were listening to that on the way in. I hadn't heard that cut before.
Yeah, it's from that album with his "Hey, Where's Your Brother?" or something like that. Mm-hmm. And that song is "Check Out Her Mama." And he must be 70, I'm guessing, 72, 73.
That's his weight, I think. 72, 73 pounds.
Dripping wet.
That's right.
Yeah, he is one skinny dude. Yeah. He has been. And I saw him open for the Allman Brothers, I'm going to date myself, but I don't really care, 72 at the Hollywood Bowl.
Yeah.
And that was after Dwayne passed, and he was actually, believe it or not, he was actually better. His show was, I mean, Allman Brothers looked like, well, they were not happy, of course, but man, he was just knocking it out of the park, you know.
Sure,
he was
play.
Such a good
he couldn't play.
Still can.
Yeah.
So, and then we closed again with Doug Somm's version of Papa Ain't Salty. So, let's see, it's 7:35 here at your community radio station, KGNU. And now, the two gentlemen sitting across from me, we want to talk a little bit about this, your flood record and what you guys put together this week. And maybe, Mad Dog, you can talk about how it came to fruition. And, of course, we're going to play the song, and I played it last night, so take her away.
Well, this is Mad Dog Friedman, and after the flood, I was really struggling with, you know, what can I do to help? I'm not, you know, the youngest guy. I'm not handy. I can't build, and you know, and I decided I wanted to do this song. I wanted to do a song, and then donate it, all the proceeds of the song to musicians that were affected by the flood in a bad way, and it's just something I wanted to do, my way of helping. And so I started calling friends and calling studios I know, and Arsenal Studio, that's where we recorded our Papa Juke CD, and we love that place. Solar powered studio. Dan Barthart, CEO and engineer of that studio, is just an amazing engineer. and an amazing human being. And he agreed to give us some free recording time to do it. And so I rounded up the troops and put together a band. And it was it all happened very fast once we got the studio time squared away. And it was very fun. Felonious and I got together and one evening finished off the arrangement of the song about a week before we recorded it and sent it out to everybody. Everybody came to the studio. They never played it. It was a brand new song.
Oh, that's just what a great story. So yeah. So can you take us just one step through the maybe the process of writing a song? You laid the lyrics out, and then Thelonious wrote the music, if I'm not mistaken?
Actually, the way it went was I was at Thelonious' house, and we were just doing some songwriting session, and he just played the little ditty that is the heart of the song.
It's so cool.
And the words just kind of came to me, you know, off the top of my head, and that's where it came from. And we recorded it Monday night this week, right. And it was a world debut last night, right here.
Right here on my show.
Right here on your show,
KGNU.
Oh,
that was my pleasure.
So we really appreciate that. And we appreciate anybody that wants to help on this song. There's a lot of ways you can help. Simply, you can go to the website, which is whenthefloodcame.bandcamp.com, and purchase the song. You can take the link to that website, that www.whenthefloodcame.bandcamp.com, and just paste that into friends, into your friends' board there. What do I call that?
Facebook page.
Face it in, and it will just pop up with a picture and a player, or a link to the player, and that really helps because we want it to go viral so that everybody will donate for this song. And there's a third way that I want to make a YouTube video.
Nice.
And I want to use photographs from the flood. So if anybody out there is a photographer and has some photographs and they would like to collaborate on this project and help raise some money for musicians that have suffered from this flood, then please get a hold of me. You can get a hold of me at maddog@papajuke.com. It's that easy. Maddog, MADDOG, at papajuke, PAPAJUKE.com.
Okay, that's just excellent. And again, we're going to play the song here in a minute or two. And so real quick before we get into that, so why don't you tell us who else played on the record? And Dan, I'll let you step up and talk a little bit about that. And how long did it take to actually do this? I think you only had the one day, so, and then you mixed it. But Dan, why don't you talk about the rest of the participants? And I just can't wait to play the song, but go ahead and take her away.
Yeah, it was very interesting the way Mad Dog arranged this. We are all we didn't all arrive. Felonious Smith and Scott Johnson and myself, Dan Krecko, showed up at the Arsenal Studios, and we showed up at 10 o'clock in the morning, and we rehearsed the songs and went through the cuts and got a feel for what we're going to do to finish this song, and we recorded the basic tracks with a Dubro, stand-up bass, and a washboard. And then later on in the day, Mad Dog laid down his harp tracks, and around 3 o'clock in the afternoon, Rex Peoples, that's whose voice you'll hear,
mm-hmm.
came in and laid down the vocal tracks. And then Christine Webb, after work, stopped by the studio, came in and laid down the harmonies. And then the rest was all in Dan Barnhart's hands, and he did just a fantastic professional job mixing this.
Right.
I hope you enjoy it.
Yeah, and I just wanted to, when I stopped by Mad Dog's house on the Thanksgiving morning to pick up the CD, we were talking about it, and boy, Rex, he nailed it, and Christine's vocals, I mean, what can you say? I mean, I told you that kind of lifted my spirits just hearing mm-hmm. her. I mean, she's just an amazing singer, and
she is.
And you know, and a hell of a bass player, of course. But you hit a home run with the lineup. I mean, you got a cast type of team on this thing, and that's
it's
just
amazing
a
people.
Wonderful thing you guys did.
I mean, not only do they have the talent to be able to sound as good as they do, but you got to remember they didn't really know this song when they walked in the studio.
Right.
That is amazing to me.
Right.
Yeah, that's some talented people.
Yeah, the bass line on that gut string bass, stand-up bass is very cool. And I can even hear the washboard.
Ah.
So that guy did a hell of a job mixing this thing.
Yes, he did. No, he's very good.
Yeah, that, it's it was fun, and I really appreciate you guys letting the station, you know, participate in this, because this is what we thrive on down here. You know, I'm like giddy with just kind of, you know, I'm proud of this and to be able to do this, but I'm more proud of you guys for stepping up and you know, negotiating the time in the studio and to the folks at the studio and it's just to do something in one day is just unheard of.
Well, I'm a member of KGNU because it's community radio,
right?
And that idea is there's not a lot of there's a lot of public radio out there, but there's not a lot of stations that their mission is to pull the community together.
Right.
And this is something we need to pull the community together about, and KGNU is right there, and it's just another reason why KGNU is your community radio station.
Well, thanks. And Dan, do you have something you want
to
add?
Yeah, do you want to talk about how where the proceeds go? And
well, I was thinking about maybe let's play the tune. Is that okay? We'll do that first?
Oh, yeah.
I was just thinking about playing the tune, and then we can come back and on the other side and get to the meat of the matter, which is the dinero. So let's put the song on, When the Floodwaters Came, and enjoy.
Sapphire and gold, all the money hands can hold. Such a nice place, flood stole away. Nothing left now but hell to pay. Baby cried when flood waters came. Wash me clean, I pray, don't wash them away. It's hard to live, so much harder to breathe when you lost everything you need. All them riches shine today, sure ain't worth the price you paid. Your brightest dreams is sure to fade. The more you hold on, the more it slips away. It's so hard to start all over again. These mean old blues are my only friend. Got a song I still need to say. Stop the floods these memories bring. Now them that got still got everything. All we got is what the morning brings. All I own was washed away. It's all changed now, I'm back to stay. Shine today, sure ain't worth the price you pay. Your brightest dream is sure to fade. The more you hold on, the more it slips away. Diamonds and gold, take that money, can't take my soul. Build me a home of heart and soul, atop the hill to rest my tired bones. All them riches shine today. Show you worth the price you pay. Your brightest dream is sure to fade. The more you hold on, the more it slips away.
Wow. What a killer tune, man. Really proud of you guys. That's just a great song. And, man, that's it fits lots of genres of music. We talked a little bit about that. I talked to Big Daddy, and he said, well, we could play that in a honky-tonk. And I played it last night in a 322 show, and it fits with the blues. And hopefully I can get talk to him and see if we can get that played tomorrow, too, because he loved the song.
We hope it helps people besides just raising some money, but... We hope that the lyrics are more universal even than helping people work through some of the things they may have experienced with the flood. Just in terms of if anybody's out there has ever lost everything, I know a lot of us have. That's really what the song's about. Is in this particular case, the flood is what happened to cause someone to feel that way, but it's about feeling better from that and getting another look at the world and learning what's important in life. And so I have to say that all the musicians, and what, like we were talking, an amazing crew of musicians, Felonious Smith, Scott Johnson, Rex Peoples, Christine Webb, Dan Krekel, and the studio, Dan Barnhart with Arsenal Studios. Everybody donated all their time, and it was a group effort to put this together to raise some money for the flood victims.
Yeah, you know, sometimes when you come close to a crisis like this has been, and you were fortunate enough not to be affected by it, but you were close by, you know, sometimes being in that situation with a near miss, you develop kind of a invincibility type of attitude, you know. And it's really important to remember that, you know, crisis and emergency can happen to anybody.
Anytime.
And though it slipped by you this time, it's always good to have your hand and heart out there for other people.
Yeah, it's always out there lurking. You know, I mean, you don't live your life day to day thinking, oh, holy, holy heck, I'm going to have a crisis. But one thing I wanted to say, it's obvious that, I mean, music is your craft, right? It's in your heart, it's in your soul. And anybody listening to this show, loves music, loves blues, or listens to the station. And when somebody loses their tools to not only make a living, but to bring happiness and joy to other people, like me, I go out to see a lot of music. If you didn't have a harmonica, if you didn't have your gizmo, and that's his washboard and his drum set. I mean, right. it would be a drag for, you know, for me personally and for my friends and some of the group, you know, people that I run with. So,
Musicians have a lot invested in their craft and being able to deliver their craft. So that's the kind of thing that FEMA doesn't help out on. So that's
right,
definitely
right,
a need.
Right.
And the way we got this set up on a site called Bandcamp.com. And the way it's set up is the money goes directly to Conscious Alliance, which is a local Boulder charity, a nonprofit. They're distributed directly to the musician flood victims. So it just goes straight there. And even if you want to just listen to the song, if you don't want to donate, if you just like to hear it, you can go to whentheflood.bandcamp.com and you can listen to it all you want for free. And you can purchase it and donate it for whatever price you want.
So 100% of the proceeds go.
100%, yeah.
That's nice.
And everybody donated their time to do it. So, and you know, you can help. Another way to help if you don't have, don't particularly buy songs and that kind of thing, is you can help get the word out about this project.
Right. Put it on your Facebook page.
Put it on your Facebook page.
But I have a better idea. Well, yeah. It's not better than that, but it's a great idea. I think that everybody listening tonight, hopefully, what a great Christmas present to give to somebody in honor of those who've unfortunately lost lost things in this flood, and it doesn't. And yes, this benefits musicians. It's just something that, and we can't tell you how much it costs, of course. But it's, you guys know, it doesn't. It's just not that much. But it's just the thought of. It might be the first thing I actually have downloaded from the internet myself. I typically purchase CDs still and things like that. I like to have the stuff in front of me, but just something to think about.
Was it easy to get?
Oh, I haven't done it yet.
Oh, okay.
Boy, talking about being put on the spot.
It's very easy, yes. Yeah. I forgot
my login. No, wait, I get paid next Friday.
No, you don't have to do any of that stuff.
No. I just think it's an awesome effort and a tribute to your brothers and sisters who, again, without music, this world would be an awful place to be. So,
and you know, the areas that were hit the hardest are the areas that are so rich with musicians. I mean, Colorado's a magnet for creative people, the mountains and some of these little towns that just percolate beautiful art and music.
Right.
And it's just so those people gather there, and you know, I know we used to play at Jamestown quite a bit at the Merck, and it's just like we come down there and it's like everybody in town plays something, you know. They love music, and if they don't play something, they love to hear live music. They support the live music. It's part of the fabric of the mountain communities, I believe, that especially the ones that were hit so hard.
Right, right. Well, the good news is the mountain communities are starting to recover. They opened up 36, and Lyons is open, and my friend Mary and her husband Tim are moving back into their house this weekend, and because their basement was flooded. So, you know. Strong survive, and this is certainly a strong community, and we will survive and persevere. But I just think this was, again, something, a nice, not just a gesture, but something that comes from the heart. So just way to go, you know, hats off to you guys. And I'm glad that you were able to find a way to get get Dan on there, too, you know, because, boy, an instrument of yours, it's just... It's awesome. In fact, you got to get out and see these guys just to check. I said that you were in here back in February. It's very cool, and it fit perfect.
That instrument is 100% McGuckin's Hardware. So I'll plug them for their...
If you want to see Dan Krekel, should we tell him where the next place to see him is?
Well, if I'm not mistaken, is it next Friday night?
It's next Friday. It's a week from tonight at the Cafe Soleil.
Yeah, so stop on by, introduce yourselves.
It's going to be a very special show of Mojo Medicine Show. We're featuring... amazing gypsy dancer.
Oh, that's right.
And it won't be like your usual concert. I think you'll leave with something different.
Yeah.
Something different to do next Friday night.
Right. Well, I think, again, I want to thank you guys for coming in and chatting with us. And I'm sorry Rex couldn't make it, but you guys represented well. And I'm going to get you back in here in the studio. I think it's time to start to think about a anniversary show for the Mojo team in here.
Yes,
right.
It's a great time.
Exactly, and we'll do that. And we'll certainly. I know
Mojo
I'll be
Medicine
guys.
Show really launched itself as an act. This was one of the first places we ever played indoors, right here at KGN Studio.
Well, we talked about that last time.
It was a long walk from the Pearl Mall, too.
Well, I was back listening to some of the shows last year. I had them on a thumb drive, and that show popped up, and I had to listen to that interview, and I had a friend over, and I said, you like it? He goes, yeah. He goes, you guys, those guys they're pretty corny, just like you. And I said, oh, yeah. I didn't even hardly know you guys, so it was fun. And, again, this was fun. So appreciate you guys coming in, and we'll get back to the music. And, again... just thanks for what you guys did, and keep up the good work.
All right.
Okay.
Well, thank you so much, and please take a visit to whendefloodcame.bandcamp.com.